Well, a grandmother was walking her grandson along the ocean one day, along the beach, and all of a sudden a huge wave came and swept the boy out to sea. The grandmother fell to her knees and prayed to God, saying, "Lord, please save his life. Bring him back to me, and if you do, I will be forever grateful. I'll never again take anything for granted. I will never complain. I will never ask you for anything again. I will praise and thank you every day for the rest of my life." All of a sudden, a miraculous wave came and brought the boy back onto shore, perfectly unharmed. The grandmother looked up to heaven and said, "What happened to his baseball cap?" We're very much like that grandmother. The Lord has done so many great things for us, and we should be so grateful and thankful for all the things that the Lord has done. But oftentimes, we forget that, and we look at the things that we don't have, we look at the small things that we still do not yet have, and we begin to complain and grumble like that grandmother. Take a look at today's gospel. It's all about giving God thanks for what he has done for us. When you look at this gospel, it's from St. Luke chapter 17. We see the Lord was on his way to Jerusalem. He was on his way to his own death, and yet he took time to cure the lepers. He could have just been focused on his own upcoming death and passion and sufferings, but instead, he was always looking on how he could help others. And these 10 lepers came up to the Lord, and they said a beautiful prayer. "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." That's the Jesus prayer. "Jesus, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Have pity on us." That's a beautiful prayer we should say many times throughout the day. Well, these 10 lepers, it seems, according to Jesus' response later on, were a mixture of both Jews and Samaritans. Normally, Jews and Samaritans would not even speak to each other, but their common suffering of all 10 of them having leprosy brought them together. They were on the border, it says, of Samaria and Galilee. And doesn't that often happen that suffering brings people together? Remember after 9/11, how united our country was because we're all suffering together? After the terrible shootings in recent months, how we all pulled together in times of suffering and tragedy? Well, that's what happened to these lepers. They were covered with sores from head to toe, and they came together, both Samaritans and Jews together. And so they plead to Jesus, "Have pity on us." Notice it said they had to stand a distance from Jesus. According to the law back then, if a person had leprosy, they could not get within 50 yards of another person. They had to carry a bell. And if somebody came close to them, they had to ring the bell and shout, "Unclean, unclean." That would warn everybody else that they had leprosy. So again, they had to stand a great distance from people. And because of their leprosy, they were outcasts. They were not allowed to be part of their own family. They were removed from their family, from the neighborhood, from the community. They couldn't go to the synagogue. They couldn't worship in the temple. So they were physically suffering, emotionally suffering, spiritually suffering, and they lived in these little leper colonies on the outskirts of the towns. And they heard that Jesus was passing by, so they called out, "Have pity on us, Jesus, Master." What does the Lord do? This is one of his most interesting miracles, because other times, Jesus would go up and pray over the person or, bless them, lay hands upon them. But he doesn't do that. He just commands them, "Go and show yourself to the priest. Go present yourself to the priests." Why does he tell them to do that? Well, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 14, if somebody had leprosy and they were cured for whatever way, they'd have to get a declaration from the priest that they were now cured. So the priest would look at them and then write them a decree. They could then take that and get back to their family, back to the community, back to the synagogue, back to the temple. And they needed that declaration from the priest to do that. So this is the scene. They're still covered from head to toe with leprosy. Jesus says, go and show yourselves to the priest. It took great obedience, great faith, great trust, because they're still covered with leprosy. So they all begin to walk towards, you know, where the priest would be, maybe towards the synagogue or the temple. And it says, on their way there, they were cleansed. Not immediately, but as they were walking, they were cleansed. And what a great miracle that is. Their obedience, their faith, their trust in the Lord, that Jesus cured them as they were walking. And nine of them just continued going on to find the priest so they could get their declaration, they could get back to their family, back to their life, back to their worship of God in the temple, etc. One of them, it says, realized that he had been cured. See, that word realize is even deeper than knowing. So we all know we're going to die, right? We all know intellectually we're going to die. But when the doctor says you have 6 months to live, then you realize you're going to die. See, there's a difference. It takes it a level deeper. So this leper realized, and he realized the great gift of his healing. And instead of going off to go back to his family, he goes back to thank the one responsible. It says he goes back, travels all the way back to find Jesus. It says he falls at his feet in worship and adoration and thanksgiving, and he thanked Jesus. He glorified God in a loud voice for his healing. And what's unique, St. Luke says, and this one was a Samaritan, considered a heretic, a schismatic, according to the other people that were with him. He was the Samaritan. And what is the Lord's response? He said, were not all 10 made whole? Didn't all 10 receive healing? Where are the other 9? Why did only 10%, 1 out of 10, come back to thank Almighty God? He says, has no one returned except this foreigner? And he tells him, stand up and go your way. Your faith has saved you. Not only has his faith healed him, not only did God heal him because of his obedience, faith, and trust, but his faith saved him, brought about his conversion, brought about his spiritual redemption and salvation. So what can we take from this passage? Well, I think what we should take from it is the importance of gratitude, thanking God for everything, even the little things. Thank him throughout the day for all the blessings that you have. The gift of life, the gift of your health, the gift of your family, your friends, your faith, all the wonderful things that the Lord has given us. Oftentimes we focus on the negative and not on the blessings, the positive of all the things that the Lord has given us. Make sure that we're that 10% that comes back to thank the Lord. And we should do this in our prayers. Remember, prayer is not just adoration and love and petition, it's also thanksgiving. So some of our prayer should be thanking God for what he has given us. And I really think that what always strikes me about this particular story in the gospel is that it reminds me of the importance of confession and the Eucharist. Why is that? Well, because what did Jesus say when the people were covered with leprosy? He said, go and present yourselves to the priest, and then you will be declared cleansed. Well, what is sin? Sin is spiritual leprosy. When we're in sin, we're in spiritual leprosy. How do we get cleansed? We go to confession. We present ourselves to the priest in confession. And then the mercy of God, Jesus, forgives our sins through the priest. And we are cleansed of the leprosy of sin. And lastly, the Eucharist, because what is the best way to thank God for everything he's done for us? By coming to Mass, by receiving communion, by participating in the Holy Eucharist. The very word Eucharist comes from the Greek word, which means thanksgiving. So the very time when we come for Mass is a time of thanksgiving. Receiving Jesus is offering him thanksgiving. The Eucharist is thanksgiving. It's Jesus offering himself to the Father on our behalf. So the best way I think we can live this gospel is by going to confession faithfully and regularly, getting cleansed of the leprosy of sin, and then the greatest way to thank God is to go to Mass and to offer your Mass in thanksgiving for all the blessings that the Lord has given you.